This is GQDN for Wednesday, October 22nd, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes, including the new Quest Worthy. In the checkout line, put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. That's good stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, there could be a new Mafia game coming out soon, but Mafia is not the title. The Switch 2 Mario Kart bundle is on sale, but is it here? And there's a new PlayStation 5 update when it came out today. But we'll begin today with Xbox. Again, because GamingBolt.com did say that the Xbox Series X and S development kit prices might have gone up. It's a rumor. So yeah, we're going to Rumorville, that the prices went up from $1,500 to $2,000. And these are the development kits for the Xbox Series X and S. Now, in the recent moves, could get more revenue out of the Xbox division, the company raised the prices on those kits. At least that's what's being reported. So in a statement that was released to developers, that was spotted by The Verge, Microsoft did say that the price hike is a result of the adjustments that the company had to make because of the macroeconomic developments, and the company did not yet make any public announcement about the decision. So here's the quote. The adjustment reflects macroeconomic developments. We remain committed to providing high-quality tools and support for your development efforts. End quote. Now, Gaming Bolt did say that was likely because of the response to the U.S. tariffs and why the prices were raised. But the report did note that the developers all over the world, including the teams in Europe, were all subject to the new prices. Now, the independent developers have the option to lease the development kits from Microsoft rather than buying them outright. The leasing options may be more affordable than the price tag of the system, and that would allow smaller teams to make and release their games on the Xbox consoles. The development kits are often bought by the larger studios with bigger budgets, and they do tend to require some multiple systems on which to test out the various builds. Now, the Xbox Series S is what we know is priced at $400. The most expensive one is the Xbox Series X 2TB Galaxy Black Edition, which now costs $800, which is up from $730. And the hardware, Microsoft did recently team up with Asus to make the handheld, the ROG Xbox Ally and the Xbox Ally X, which are priced at $600 and $1,000, respectively. Now we get into the software part, because according to Pure Xbox, the Remedy CEO stepped down after the studio said they had weak sales for FBC Firebreak. Now, Remedy, they made Alan Wake and Control. And today they announced a change in the CEO because Taro Bertala has stepped down from the company. And in their press release, they said that the interim CEO, Marcus Maki, said, quote, "Thanks, Taro Bertala, for his substantial contribution to the management of Remedy since 2016, end quote. Now, in the 9 years, he oversaw the release of Control, Alan Wake Remastered, Alan Wake 2, and more. Here is the press release. Quote, Taro Bertala, CEO of Remedy Entertainment PLC, and the board of directors of the company have mutually agreed that Taro Bertala will step down from his position as the company's CEO with immediate effect. Bertella has acted in the position since August 2016. The company will initiate a search process for a new CEO immediately. Bertella will continue at the service of the company during an agreed transition period to support the handover of CEO duties." End quote. Now, once again, this came after release of FBC Firebreak, and Remedy did not mention FBC Firebreak in the statement. Now, during this news, Remedy did release the Control Ultimate Edition, which now runs up to 120 FPS on Xbox Series X, which is already up on sale, I do believe. But what is PlayStation doing? Well, PlayStation came out with an update. Yep, they did. And according to GameSpot.com, well, let me read the bullet points. You can now use your console to check the serial number of your console and end up DualSense wireless controllers that are currently connected by USB or Bluetooth. For your console, select Settings, System, System Software, Console Information, and then check Serial Number. For a DualSense wireless controller, select Settings, Accessories, General, Advanced Settings, View Serial Number. We've updated the device software of the DualSense Edge wireless controller to improve stability. We've improved the messages and stability on some screens. We've improved system software performance and stability. But now you can check your serial number on your console, for those who want to know, and on your controller. If you don't have those and say you want to switch too, well, guess what? GamesRadar said that they're on sale, except it's not in the US. Nope. So the Nintendo Switch 2 to drop the price for the second time in the UK, which we are now 9 weeks from the holidays, so that's a good thing for everybody else, right? But not in the US. So if you're in the UK, the Switch 2 Mario Kart World Bundle is now at £401 on Amazon, or you could save £20. It's also at Currys. So if you prefer Currys instead of Amazon and you're out in the UK, you can get it. But it's not in the US. Nope. That's all right. Maybe we can get this. Oh, we're talking about equipment today. Because PC Games N did say that you can now meet the Intel Core Ultra 7 270K Plus with the new 24-core Arrow Lake refresh and gaming CPU. And this is according to a leak. Because the Intel Core Ultra 7 270K Plus will have a boost in the core to the Core Ultra 7 265K, because it's adding an extra 4 E-cores to the package. Now, the E-cores, according to PC Games N, won't make a difference to gaming performance, but they will give some extra helping hand to the multi-threaded workloads, such as video encoding and 3D rendering. So, here are the specs for it. Total cores, 24. P-cores, 8, E-cores, 16. Base clock, 3.7 gigahertz. Peak boost clock, 5,487 megahertz, probably 5.5 gigahertz. L3 cache, 36 megabytes, sorry. Architecture, Intel Arrow Lake. Socket, Intel LGA 1851. Now, there are some clock specs and other stuff that goes to it, though it's not up on sale yet. But if you want one on sale, the Intel Core Ultra 7 265K, the previous one, is on sale for $310. Actually, $309. It's a dollar. $309. Not bad. If you get that, then you'll be able to play this. Gamatsu.com did say that Scarface, The World Is Yours, will have a re-release, even though you can already see it on the Epic Games Store. Now, right now, it is available on the Epic Games Store for $30. And that is an early release, because there was a technical issue on the back end of the configuration. So it was published live. And that's what EC Digital Entertainment did say on its note on Steam. Quote, "We want to clarify that our intended long-term release platform includes Steam, and we're now accelerating our efforts to finalize this version. As such, you may notice that the current Steam page includes a placeholder content. This will be updated leading up to the official release." So Scarface is back in the video game world. May we all be scared. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some video games, people. Oh, for those who may concern, it is Halloween. So happy Halloween.